Mix 101.7 KAYL, now in our Saturday morning huddle, a chat with Al D'Aurelia Warriors co-head coach Chris Reinert, as the Warriors falling at Hinton last night by a score of 49-7, another top-notch opponent you squared off against last night. Chris, hopefully there were a few, anyway, positives you can take away from last night's game.
Yeah, there are. Hinton, again, rated third or fourth in the state, and went over there on their homecoming course, had a nice crowd over there, and they were fired up, ready to go. But our kids came out and answered the bell right away. One of our positives, I guess, right away. In the first quarter, we put a 50-yard drive together that was really nice. We had a little mix of the run and pass, and our passing game was right on cue. Skylar, again, did a nice job there. Had three completions of plus 15 yards on that drive, and took us right down the field. Put us in a position that at that time we were down 14-0 that brought us within the touchdown there. We, unfortunately, on our very first possession, started moving the ball and had a miscommunication on one of our read plays, and the ball, unfortunately, ended up on the ground. I turned the ball over right away. They went down and scored and put their second touchdown up. The other unfortunate thing about that is that on a third and 20 on that, had a breakdown in the secondary for the second consecutive week, unfortunately, and they capitalized on that. But that was a real good first quarter of play. We felt really good about things after the first 14-7.
So your only touchdown of the game, tell us about that.
Skylar Sokol ended up capping that drive off with a 3-yard touchdown run. So, the kids, like I said, very disciplined. They were able to move the ball on the ground and then, again, go back to the air and move the ball down the field. So Jared Weiland and Zach Izzo both had key receptions on that play to help set that score up.
So individually on the offensive side, where you mentioned Skylar completed some passes here and there, were there one or two individuals that maybe stood out when all was said and done and put up some decent numbers for you?
Ground game struggling to get going, just a match a little bit up front again. We're a little undersized, and then we're having difficulties getting our double teams made to quality blocks. And Caleb Sleaser led us in rushing with 25 yards, so unfortunately we weren't able to get him shaking loose. And like I said, Jared and Zach is doing a nice job of running the routes and getting us open. Eric Steffen also got involved in our passing game there as well.
Anybody on the defensive side stand out? Maybe have a tackle for loss or two, or do anything noteworthy?
You know, Jared Weiland returned on our defensive end, doing a super job. I think there's back-to-back weeks where we've played the top two or three teams in our district, and mm-hmm. I think both their kids their coaches would give props to Jared as well. He's doing a great job anchoring that in. He's just a tough customer. I think he had a couple sacks last night. I don't have the defensive stats in front of him, unfortunately.
Right. A couple
hurries again, pass batted down, and just doing a nice job. Trevor Robbins, sophomore, getting his first taste of varsity time this year. Playing both ways, had his nose in there on a bunch of plays, including special teams. He's running down the field 100 miles an hour and doing things that we ask him to do. So, yeah, those two guys, I know, stand out in my head. I know Skylar Sokol, again, playing both ways. Nick Gaze, a lot of guys chipping in there. But, unfortunately, I don't have the stats in front of me.
That's fine. And another strong challenge awaits next week, as you'll be home against West Lyon. Your homecoming for next week, so that to look forward to. And hopefully you can get through this stretch of games physically okay. Health-wise, is the team in good shape at least?
Yeah, we are. Had one guy banged up a little bit last night, took a shot from the side and wasn't quite expecting that, so I think he'll be fine for this next week. But yeah, that's what we can ask for is, you know, our kids, they knew they're in this challenge, and we don't question their heart and their desire at all. They're going to continue to come and fight, and so we told them next week, continue to get better, and we'll go put up that fight against West Lyon, and and continue emerging from there. So.
Altarelli now 1-3. Hinton defeating the Warriors 49-7. Co-head coach Chris Reinert. Thank you very much, Chris, for the time, and all the best going forward.
You bet. Thank you, Ryan.